Three things have done it, the owner of the place said. These fields, you see, were worthless to me for planting purposes, but ducks have always come here. At a small expense, I arranged to have the fields hold water when once the water had flowed over them. A duck isn't going to light on dry land, not if there's water within reach of his wings. The third thing was the matter of feed. I went to Washington, D.C. and spent 2 or 3 days at the Department of Agriculture finding out just what wild food would grow here, things that the ducks liked best. They recommended to me duck oats, water lilies, and the American lotus. This last is probably the most successful food I have tried. The bloom has a seed-holding disc like a sunflower. The seeds themselves are like hard black acorns, and the ducks are very fond of them. Yes, these old fields were worthless, but in these days there is no such thing as wasteland if a man will turn over to wild things those parts of his lands which he cannot use himself. And if he will encourage the wildlife just a little, he will have it coming in abundance. Reasonable quiet and protection, water, food. Get these three things in this part of the country and you will have all the ducks you want.